Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. So glad to be with you once again. Welcome to the place that you will find everything you need to get the cleaning company that you have always wanted. Of course, if you want to be a guest on the show, if you got questions for me or want to hire me to speak at your next event, you can email our producer, Natalie, at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com, or give us a call on the bat phone, 480-648-5149. Do it now. We love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. Today, we have the amazing, the good-looking Benji Cohn from City Clean. And I say that for all of you on the video. We've actually got video, which is a ton more fun. Podcast folks, sorry. You're going to have to check it out on YouTube. Benji's been in the cleaning business for 14 years and a year ago decided to strike out on his own and create City Clean. Benji and his team serve the Huntington Beach area. So for all of you Americans, you know that's in California and we hate him because the weather is probably bad where we're at and it's probably awesome where he's at. That said, we're still going to let him live. If you want to reach out to Benji and his team, you get a hold of them at www.citycleanhb. And I had to ask, apparently HB means Huntington Beach. And city is spelled C-I-T-I, just like Citibank. Sorry, Citibank, if you know, if you have any trademark issues, come after Benji. Don't talk to me. But City Clean HB, Benji Cohn, welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you, sir. I highly appreciate it. As a U.S. Army veteran and former combat medic, the help you've given me, even though we've never talked yet, has been irreplaceable. And thank you just doesn't cover it.
Man, my pleasure. And I got to tell you, Clean Nation, he and I were chatting for a couple minutes before the show, and he starts spouting out, like, oh, yeah, I'm a veteran, and I've done all this, and all the good stories. I'm like, dude, back it down. Like, I need save some for this stuff. So tell me your story, man. It was, you gave me a little kind of look into it before we started. It was fascinating. Share with Clean Nation.
Okay, just because it's an ADD society, I'm going to keep it quick. So Cleaning Nation's going to have to keep up on this one. Started doing hose drops out of 15, 20, 30-foot story buildings in San Francisco for Stanley Steamer. Then I went to Coit headquarters in Burlingame, California, worked there for a while.
Hold on, back it up just in case there's some ignorant people out there, such as myself. What on God's green earth is a hose drop? Sounds terrible.
Oh, okay. So imagine a gigantic building. It's really tall, and you see a hose, maybe about 1,000, 1,500 square feet of hose coming out of the building, going all the way down to the truck mount. And this is what you see as you drive by on the 101 in San Francisco, is me dropping that hose out of the window, which is not an easy liability contingency. So I learned the hard way in the hills, where if you forget one thing out of your truck, it's 50 to 100 steps to get back up. So you learn really instantly to count your steps in San Francisco.
All right, and I like that I was expecting some sort of cool technical thing about what a hose drop is. And you're like, it's me dropping a hose. What do you expect? It's a hose drop. It's right in the title, idiot. All right. Thank you for clearing me up. Continue.
So moved on, tried to get a little more political, and ended up at Coit headquarters, and that didn't work out so well. It was a couple years. Got into the real estate appraisal business, which has actually helped me a lot with what I do now. And now I'm on my own. And when they say on your own, they really mean on your own. It is, there's not a big support chain out there. So for people listening to this podcast, this kind of stuff, this guy right here, this is where it's at. It's very important for you to assimilate this information if you want to go ahead. Because just like the book says, because, you know, I always look for books. I'm a freaking genius. Why is this business so hard? Which is something I've uttered to myself. To actually have a name of a book like that really, really brought me in. So instantly I feel like, you know, for people listening, I feel like Mike has really got a solid grip on what we're doing from our home offices, from our small offices, even from our big offices. But there's nothing too small, nothing too big for Mike to handle. So I feel really lucky to be here. And my all my experience being a veteran, you know, veteran-owned business, you know, complex stain removal, all this stuff I know doesn't mean anything. As a technician, it does, but as business, it's so frustrating to have experience and support and still not be able to do it. And I'm literally ramming my head against a brick wall at some point, and I just got tired of it. And so that's when I found this podcast.
All right. Well, make sure when you're literally ramming your head in the brick wall, you put it on video and share it with us. Cause you know, as much as we love you, and I feel like, man, I should slip you a 20 or something for the kind promotion of
book.
And so
it's not over.
You can't gush too much. I have to cut you off, but I will put a link. Very rarely do I self-promote, but I will put a link just cause Benji was kind enough to mention it to the book. You can get it on Amazon. If you love it, throw me a 5-star review. If you hate it, throw me a nasty email. Or actually, even better, throw Benji a nasty email and then he'll forward
Thank
it to
you.
Me.
I'm used to those.
Yeah, Ben, how dare you recommend this piece of crap? All right, brother. Well, hey, thank you so much, of course, for your service to our country. And
of course.
I am digging your vibe, man. I am ready to give back. How can I help you today, my friend?
Okay, well, out of the thousands of things that I do need help with on a daily basis, all your podcasts really seem to cover a lot of issues. Like the landing page episode was phenomenal. But right now I'm staring at a list. It's a stack of paper about this time. And it's my mentor's entire customer list, which looks like it's on a dinner napkin. So he says, I'm retiring. Here's all my clients. I'd like to make a percentage. What can you do for me? And that seems to be something that I'm shying away from. That is obviously a lot of money. It's already built up and warm. But it confuses me because I know for a fact that they pretty much want him, not me. So crossing this over could be a little tender.
I'm digging that question. I'm a little sad because I have to work today. A lot of them are easy. I'm like, oh, I could do that when I sleep. This one, I got to pay attention and use big words and everything. But
I'll try.
Well, again, you gave me the good plug, so we're going to let it slide. All right, so let me ask a couple questions so I can give you some valid coaching.
Sure.
What I hear you saying is you've got a friend, a mentor, an older person in business that's done some good things. He likes you. You like him. He is done working but would still like a little bit of money. Mm-hmm. You are willing to work and would like to more money. And he's saying, hey, you go do these jobs and give me whatever you guys agree is fair. And mm-hmm. I will – that'll be that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I didn't miss anything yet on that.
No. And it's a hot list. I mean, there's 10, 20 clients on there that are very loyal. And I believe that if he's never followed up once on anything. I asked him what his marketing concept was. He goes, they call me when they need me. And that's
good work if you can get it.
Right?
Okay, good. So these are the way you're talking about it. Sounds like these are one-time carpet and floor customers, not ongoing janitorial maid service, correct?
No, yeah, they're definitely one-timers, but the referrals that they give and the fact that some of them are in the commercial real estate industry, which is where I'm beginning to niche, kind of matches up. So while there are some residential customers I'll never see again, it's a million-dollar list. I'm not going to lie, but I'm sitting here staring at it, and it's intimidating me like a shack type of scenario where I know I've got everything I need right in front of me, you know, to accomplish the mission, but you know, it's awfully intimidating.
Okay. But the type of work is not ongoing weekly or monthly janitorial maid. It's some sort of, I shouldn't say one time, but quarterly.
No, but it's, loyal, but not too often when they get a client, you know, and they need something done, they call it.
All right. And basically he just turned the phone over to you. So now when it rings, when it would have rang to him, it rings to you.
It rings on my phone now, yeah.
Okay, and as well as his they call me when they need me strategy, his work for him, you'd like to kick it up a notch just in case there's maybe a couple bucks extra in there.
Yeah, maybe more than one notch.
Yeah, and the exciting thing is it sounds like this guy's been a gift to you, not just from this list, but when you call him a mentor, I'm assuming he's poured into you and really kind of given you some.
I guess I'll give him a little plug here in case anybody's heard of him, which a few people have, but he's been around for such a long time. His name's Terry Jones, and he runs Terry Jones Carpet Service, does repair and power stretching and, of course, cleaning. But he's been in the business since you had to put the chemical on your arm to see if it burns to make sure it works.
Well, hopefully that's not the training. That part of the training he's probably not
giving. That doesn't exist anymore, no. But that's where he's from. He's from old school. He was director of the CFI for 5 years for Orange County in the Inland Empire. And before that whole thing crumbled, He got me into Royalty Carpet Mill, where I was able to do a full carpet tour and see how carpet was made. And nice. I've just been given every advantage, and it really frustrates me seeing the fact that I have, you know, my military training and this list and all. It seems like it's being spoon-fed to me, and yet still there's issues.
Well, you are in the right spot, and my goal, as much to make you money, is how cool would it be if you can, by increasing the amount of work that you do with this list, if you are able to get him paid the same amount for doing nothing, and then obviously, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
that would be great to be able to give back to him. Okay, so first and foremost, give me, I don't need an exact number. Are we talking
10
people? Thank you. So we're hundreds of people, less than 1,000. So about 700 people.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And this list, you have names, phone numbers, emails, addresses. What data do you have?
You know, it's very simple how he dealt with his stuff. It was all name and phone number.
Okay. So we have no emails, no addresses just yet.
Not really, no.
Okay.
Addresses, yeah, addresses there, but his handwriting is atrocious.
I love it. Addresses, kind of, sort of. Yeah, we got some, we have numbers and a couple letters, but I don't know if the postman.
Right. It's something from the Cyrillic alphabet. It looks like you would read in Russia. So we'll have to get there.
So until we get a translator, we have no addresses.
Pretty much just phone numbers, right, so which just, mobile marketing seems to be interesting. So
cool. So, 700 people is quite a bit, which is exciting. The trick is obviously you want to have the right media method based on the right person. But based on the information you have one media method available to you currently, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't email them because you don't have their email address. You can't mail them because, you know, we can do the math on that. All right. So I love this because I think before we talked, you kind of gave me a brief idea of what you're asking, but I've got better information now. So I'm on the spot making up, if I woke up in Benji's shoes, what would I do? First and foremost, and you're going to punch, I'm glad that you're way over at Huntington Beach because you're probably going to punch me in the face. I would probably call these people, every last stinking one of them. And my goal would be two things. One, to get their pain. What is it you're looking for? What would I have to do to make you never call me again? And what would I have to do to make you give me work today?
Okay.
Why, you know, is it? And again, just so you know, not just Benji, but Cleaning Nation, there's going to be a lot. When you do this sort of stuff, there's going to be a lot of, they haven't really thought it through. So they're going to say stuff like, I just need the lowest price, which is not true because they don't all drive Hyundais. Some of them drive Mercedes and they don't always look for the lowest price, right? And so if that's really what they want, they're not good customers for you. But pardon, if they just haven't thought it through and that's just their knee-jerk response, it's your job to coach them through and help them understand what that looks like. So I would probably call all 700. I'm dying saying this because it's easy for me to say and a lot of work for Benji.
That's again, okay.
Two goals. And this isn't ongoing. Like you're going to call, this is your only strategy, but this has got to be the first strategy. So first strategy, call and find out what it is that they want.
Okay.
Again, what keeps you up at night? What are you passionate about? If I had to do some, what one thing could I do that you'd never hire me again, no matter what happened in the end of the earth? And what thing could I do where if I doubled my prices, you'd still hire me every time? Like that kind of information.
Wow. Again, there's another gem.
That's a writer downer. What would I have to do to, if I doubled my price, you'd still use me no matter what? That's one of my favorite questions.
Loyalty.
Well, and it's hard for them to then say, I want the lowest price. And if they said there's nothing you could do, I only care about price, you go, great. And you take them off your list.
I got 690.
Exactly. Well, we're not a fit. You know, glad I could save us both some time. That would be the first thing. The second thing I would do is say, God, you know, I just be quick, you know, kind of be cognizant of if you can tell they're on the phone, like, I got to go, make it quick. And if they're conversational, enjoy the conversation. But quickly just say, hey, I'm working with, right? I don't know that I'd say this guy's retired and totally, I mean, be honest, of course, but
he's still got a few years left, though. We can see what we can squeeze out of him.
Yeah, so just be transparent, but just give the indication. Okay. I'm partnering with this guy. And he said that you're an amazing client, which hopefully is the case. And he wanted me to call and make sure you're okay. Yeah, if he said they suck, just leave that part out.
Right.
And I just wanted to call and find out why you love him, why you hate people, what, you know, talk about life. They'll tell you. And then say, I've got 700 people I'm going to call. Would you have any interest once I got done with all the 700 people of what everyone else is saying they would double the price for and what we'd have? I mean, is that anything you'd be interested in? 8 out of 6 are going to go, well, yeah, of course I'd be interested in that. Oh, why don't you give me your email address and I will shoot that data to you as soon as I finish it. I'll let you know what everybody said. So again, you don't ask them for the email address first. They don't want that. You ask them if they'd be interested in this thing that you know they're going to be interested in, i.e. what they're their kind of counterparts in the industry love, and then you email back to them. So that's how I'd start, because the address is a little different. You can get that generally from the interwebs, right? Because you have the name and the company name, I'm assuming, not just the person's name. Okay, yeah, so you should have been clear. You have the company name, the person's name, and the phone number. So I'd probably get the address if and when it's time to kick it up to direct mail. I'd probably get the address from the internet and not bother them with that. Okay. But the email address, that's a different one. So that would be step one. Call 700 people. Gather the pain. If you just do this, and gosh, this will probably take you a month, you will be better educated on your customer than anyone in the entire universe. There will be no one that knows, literally, because you'll be better than me, because I'm in Phoenix. I don't know what you rich, fancy people in Huntington Beach are into, and no one's going to
Hey, you know what? Let me interrupt you real quick. Huntington Beach is not what it was. It's being overbuilt. It's probably going to sink at some point because they build so many buildings. And then there's a lot of drug problems right on Beach Boulevard now. So even people with $750,000 homes are getting these walkers. So I don't know what's going to happen to Huntington Beach, but I know for a fact that the water will always survive.
Yes. Until they swallow you up into the earth, in which case,
We'll move on to the other water source.
Well, then hopefully Phoenix. Yeah, exactly. All right, cool. So that would be step one. Step two, obviously, start a drip marketing campaign where you're going to email them once a week, give or take. And the value on that is people are so into how often? As long as it's interesting and a value to them, you can literally email them daily.
Wow.
But it's such a huge, as long as it's interesting and valuable to them. So help me God, if you're like, we are going green, we have these employees, if it's here's, and again, how will you know what's interesting to them? I don't know. You just talked to 700 of them. What did they tell you is interesting to them, right?
Yeah, the psychographics, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Pick up. Yeah, what are they passionate about? What keeps them up at night? What are they scared? Were they Trump or were they Hillary? Are they pro military, anti military? Do they drink? Do they hate alcohol? Are they smokers, not smokers? How do they feel about pot? These are the kinds of things that you'll know. Step one, call 700 people. Step two, and gather their information and their pain. Step two, start a drip email campaign. And then now you're at a point where you can really, now you've got options. So those are the for sure two. So those are what I would do no matter what. And now I'll give you two or three options that you can do. Pick and choose the ones that you like, right? These aren't. So those first two, I don't see another way to go about it. That's kind of a, I don't say mandatory, but for sure you're going to want to do those. I'll give you two or three other things. You could start a Facebook group and invite them all to it and have them share best practices. I think we hit a winner with Benji. We got the evil laugh. And for everyone on the video, I got the evil laugh and the smiley point. So that's a double win. So you can start a Facebook group, and again, you got their email address, so now you can do anything you like with them. You want to make it more sticky, right? First you just have the phone number, and if you're not physically calling them on the phone, and you know as well as I do, business 20 years ago when I had a business and the phones went down, we're like, well, we go home. Now we wouldn't even notice. It would be the internet, right? We want to move them from that phone, which they probably used to do 90% of their business on and now do 3% of their business on, to the internet, which is where they do their work. So you want to be more sticky. So first, you just have the phone. You move to email. Next, you just have the phone and email. You move to this relationship where they're like, oh, when Benji emails me, it's something good and valuable to me. Kick in a Facebook group. Oh, and I did want to mention, I'm sure you're in it, Benji, but for all the Cleaning Nation, it's like, oh, wow, yeah, I feel that same lack of community, and I love the podcast, but I still feel so, it's just me out here. Join the Facebook group. It's totally free. I think, I don't know, 11, 1200 y'all now. Natalie is much better at posting in that thing than I am, so I'm pretty crappy at it, but Benji's in there, and I'll task him with anytime anyone says anything interesting, we'll make him respond. So A, join the Facebook group. It's free. B, feel free to create a Facebook group of your own community. It doesn't cost anything. So that's probably the second thing I do. Third thing, if you really wanted to start kicking it, is at that point, you could start making offers. And I usually like a 10-to-1 ratio. So I want 9 emails of here's something of benefit to you before there's one offer of selling something. Here's a discount, or here's why you should buy this thing now, right? You got 700, you email. If you get a 30% open rate, that's 210 people that read your email. If you get a 3% total click rate, that's 21 clicks. You can drum up some business pretty good. Just don't hit that.
Yeah, and the referrals out of that would be great too.
That would be another ask, right? One of the emails could be, hey, do you love it? Whatever, who could I share this with? All that sort of good stuff. So yeah, Facebook group would be good. Another way you could do it is offers, right? Here's a reason because I'm, you know, taking over, or we just this, or we had your, and again, the offer should be based on their pain. I don't like price. It's supposed to be $80. You can get it for six. No, you guys told me this is what's important to you. So I'm going to give you this free upgrade, or I'm going to make my service better than most people would get. So again, anytime it's an offer, generally not price-based, but increased in service-based. Facebook group would be another way to add value. You could start, I mean, gosh, at that point, you could do all sorts of stuff. You could, you know, go out to their place and do a video interview, get testimonials, stuff like that.
I love that person-to-person contact. It seems to be the best way to do things, but you can't start there. I know that.
Well, and you could when you get a customer, right? So you might say, hey, when whoever is the next five people to sign up, we're going to do a video interview and we'll make a cool little video that you can put on your website included. See how that's extra service as opposed to less price.
And add then, value.
Yeah, that's a ton of value. It's a ton of fun. And guess what? You're creating content just like you and I. You're helping create content for my audience. But guess what? I'm creating content for your audience, right? If you this video, you could share with those 700 people and go, I'll be damned. Look at him. He's on the podcast. The guy gave him, and he's doing exactly what he said he's going to do. This is the kind of guy that's out there following through and trying to learn. So you could use the same concept in terms of making content with your customers that's a value to them and a value to you. Good Lord.
Wow. It's already been circle of life.
It's almost like I don't just preach to you guys to do it. It's like I do it myself, for crying out loud. Who would have guessed it?
Wow. That's just absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much for just, you know, I was so lost before I found this information, and believe me, I've had every advantage in the book, and still to fall flat on my face is pretty hard to swallow, you know?
Dude, I've done this long enough where I can kind of get a vibe of how people are going to do just based on the questions that they ask and the follow-up questions and the way they deal with it. Oh, wait, for those of you on YouTube, I've got a cat in the background. He's sighted. He looks, or she looks, adorable. He's wanting some free coaching. He will be cleaning soon. Hello, cat. All right. Yeah, and just by the quality of questions, the way you're going, I have no doubt you were going to crush it, my friend. All right. We went way over. We're going to hit the lightning round because I've been yakking, and I want to get some more of Benji's
good loving.
I've been
excited for this. I've been preparing for this.
Oh, we've got preparation. I don't know what I'm going to do. All right. Three quick questions. You're going to hit me with three quick answers that are going to be amazing. Okay. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
The best piece of advice I ever received was an oldie but a goodie. Came out of Stephen R. Covey, I believe it was. You will be the same person you are now in 5 years. You'll be the exact same person except for the people you meet and the books you read.
I didn't know that was Covey. I've heard that.
I'm before. Not sure. Somebody's going to have to double check me because I don't want to infringe on any copyrights. Maybe I was reading the book when I found that out. But still, that piece of information has led me every day to surround myself with smarter people, which is what I'm doing right now, and to continue to read books, seems to be what really changed me from being average to being, you know, to on the road to superstar.
Couldn't agree more. The books that you read and the people that you meet, and I've just full disclosure, when Benji says he's surrounding himself by smart people, I think he's referring to the cat, and I'm just kind of secondary. So just, I want to be honest with Cleaning Nation.
Well, she uses less words than I do, you know, and so I got to learn, make sure I use less words. Actually, too many words can be a problem. So yeah, even from a simple cat, can learn a lesson, right? So
look at Benji getting all smart. Question number two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that we can all learn from?
Thinking I was alone. Thinking that I was the only one out there doing this, thinking that I was the only one that had any chance of succeeding for my entire family. Like I said, offline when we were supposed to do the interview the first time, I had a flood and we had to move and all this stuff. And while it seems so bad, you know, a week later, I go in for a lead technician job, end up with a director of the carpet department for a medium-sized janitorial company. So, You really have to keep your eyes open and focus, and everything will be there, but you just can't give up. And it's so easy to give up, but you just can't do it because the money is really staring you at the face. You're literally walking over it.
Preach, preach, and preach. Couldn't have said it better myself. Question three, what's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away today before their head hits their pillow that will improve their lives and or their businesses?
Look. I am going to give people who clean carpet, tile, and stone. Well, stone is my specialty, but I'm going to give you an unfair advantage. And for those of you who haven't heard about it, It's a product called CTI Pros Choice, and they're a yellow bottle with a red top. I'm a 49er fan, so it kind of vibed with me. But here's the deal. Ann Bedwell's national sales trainer. She brought me up from this little tiny bird all the way to what I am now, being able to accomplish all these things. CTI Pros Choice has an app on their phone for people who clean carpet. Or if you come across a stain, you can just look it up on the app. It tells you not only what to use, but how to get it out. And then their customer service is insane. So if you're looking for, and I don't work for them or anything, but if you're looking for products, cleaning products whatsoever, you're looking for the best stuff out there with the best service and the best interaction with the company that I've ever seen, Ann Bedwell and CTI Pro Choice has given me an unfair advantage to where I can literally walk into any carpet, even if it's faux silk, even if it's, you know, wool, no matter what, I can walk in there with full confidence with an app on my phone and 6 to 7 products and knock out anything I see, including oil, urine, diesel I've got out of wool. But if those of you who are using cut rate products or don't have enough interaction with your chemical company, CTI Pro Choice will literally save your company.
I got to say, I walk in right now with no confidence I can get any stain out. So I'm in the exact opposite place. And I appreciate the share, brother. That was perfect. All right. I got to say, Benji, thank you so much for joining us. I love your passion. I love your cat's passion. I appreciate you, Cleaning Nation. Appreciate you. If you want to check out Benji's show notes page, he said he's going to send me all sorts of cool stuff, links to all the stuff that we talked about. I'll be right there. GrowMyCleaningCompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.